Well, that's a good song, good message. Back middle of July, your servant leadership team and their wives met for a couple of days to pray, seek the Lord, and we studied a series from Mark Woldroff, and earlier, a month or so ago, we saw the first video. Today, we're going to see the second video, and we're really just not filling in. There's been a lot of prayer and thought put into even this video and message from Rob, myself, Jason, and Ian, and our wives. But it's a message on core values from College Park through Mark Woldroff. And Mark and College Park has been, most of us know, has been a mentor, as more of a mentoring role to our church. And been real encouraging, real helpful, and especially in has spoken to Rob's life. So we're thankful for them. There on your handout, it says core values. Mark gave a definition. Says the distillation of how we live out the mission of our church is expressed in our core values. Besides our confession and member covenant, the core values flesh out how we do church. And when we watch this as a team and went through the core values, they so lined up with what we already have set up in our mission statement as Vine and Branch, and in the documents that we have. The terminology could be expressed maybe differently. The words may be a little different, but the core values were really amazingly the same. So everyone said, "Wow, this is our core values." But the first, from last video, it was the preeminence of Jesus Christ. Everything we do is about helping people meet, love, and obey Jesus. The main thing is to keep the main one the main thing. The second core value we looked at then was the authority of God's Word. God speaks through His Word, and the Scriptures are the basis upon which our entire church is built. And the third one, redemptive community. Spiritual growth is never meant to happen alone. Our goal from Colossians 1:28 is to present everyone mature in Christ together. And that is what this video then expounds on: extravagant grace, biblical unity and diversity, and the call to go. And the word extravagant could be also be put amazing grace produces amazing graciousness in us. And that's really the message that we'll hear. So without any further delay, let's lean into this and really hear what Mark Woldroff teaches here.